One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. April 7th. Someone says at an Al-Anon meeting, "But I must cover up for the alcoholic. What would my neighbors and relatives think of me if I didn't?" Another admits that she must make excuses to the boss, lest the alcoholic lose his job. Another goes to work to help pay bills that should be the responsibility of the head of the household. Can we really delude ourselves into believing that such stopgaps will work? Do we imagine they will do anything but prolong the alcoholic agony, since we know the disease is progressive? We would do well to realize that the inevitable collapse may be far worse than if we had allowed him to face up to his own responsibilities and mistakes, free of our interference. Today's reminder. If I take no part in protecting the alcoholic from the consequences of his drinking and allow disaster to overtake him, then the responsibility for what happens is not mine. I should not create a crisis to bring the alcoholic to his senses, but I must have the courage to keep hands off and let the crisis happen. I pray God to help me understand that the alcoholic's fate is not in my hands. I will leave to him whatever action is to be taken and guard against interfering with the working out of his plan for us. From the book, One Day at a Time, in Al-Anon. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright, Al-Anon Family Group Headquarters, Inc., 1973.